The U.S. Postal Service continues to search for ways to cut costs with its projected annual deficits. It is now conducting studies all over the country on ways to cut back at its processing centers. The Bend Post Office will be looking at consolidating its processing center with Portland's. Postal Service spokesman in Portland, Ron Anderson, says they have to change the way they do business.
If, in fact, operationally we can make these logistical or transportation changes in a cost-effective way, and it does show that there is significant cost savings, then there will be a number of mail processing centers that will either be consolidated into an adjacent mail processing center or closed altogether.
If that happens, mail will be processed and distributed through another facility. Annual mail delivery has declined by 25% in the past 5 years. Minimum wage workers in Oregon will get a raise next year of 30 cents. Bob Estabrook with the Bureau of Labor and Industry says it's based on the annual consumer price index from August.
The wage is currently $8.50, and that applies for the rest of calendar 2011. As of 12:01 a.m. on January 1st, 2012, it'll be $8.80 an hour.
Oregon is one of 10 states that bases minimum wage increases on the CPI. Washington State will announce its increase on September 30th. More than 144,000 Oregonians will be affected by the change. Oregon Democratic Senator Jeff Merkley thinks the president's job plan does have a chance of passing the Senate, even though it's not expected to pass the House. 1110 KBND's Brad Ford reports.
Senator Jeff Merkley says creating jobs is the key to economic recovery.
I think that my Republican colleagues are completely off track.
Merkley says money spent on infrastructure improvements is an investment in the country's future.
We've got to spend a lot less on foreign bases and foreign wars and a lot more on nation building here in America.
Merkley says putting people back to work will increase consumer spending, and that will drive the economy forward. In Portland, Brad Ford, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Bend Parks and Rec District has been recognized nationally for its outstanding park system. We've got more than 2,000 acres of parkland. It certainly draws people to our area. Tomorrow morning, Bend Parks and Rec leaders will be addressing the Chamber Town Hall breakfast. Courtney Linville with the Chamber says they expect lots of questions.
It is a controversial topic for everyone to see how much money is going into the park system. And there's always that question, is my money worth it? Am I getting it out of it? And we want to provide this forum as an opportunity to come in and get those questions answered.
The Town Hall breakfast will be at the Bend Golf and Country Club from 7:30 to 9 a.m. on Friday. It is the fifth year in a row for the Partnership to End Poverty's Project Connect at the Deschutes County Fairgrounds. The one-day free event will help those low-income or homeless get some services they really need.
But what it is over 130 agencies and organizations are bringing the services that they have and the assistance and support that they have all to the Hooker Creek event arena. And we're inviting anybody who is struggling to make ends meet or homeless to come down and access that.
Cindy Pasco with Project Connect says the event is open to everyone in the Tri-County area that needs help. Last year, they helped about 3,000 people. Transportation is provided for people who need it. Contact Partnership to End Poverty for locations. Project Connect is September 24th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. A controversy is brewing among some duck fans. They are being told to leave their duck lips at home. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb reports.
Duck lips are famous.
But some are trying to silence those lips.
Duck lips are a great tradition for the University of Oregon.
10 years ago, the conference banned artificial noisemakers at stadiums and now is enforcing the rule. So if people bring in their duck lips to Autzen, they will get confiscated. U of O spokesman Dave Williford says that could be heartbreaking. So just to avoid the temptation, leave the duck lips at home.
We're so proud. We embrace duck lips. However, the conference, obviously, they're trying to make this a uniform rule, and it's probably best because I know of instances where I think Oregon fans have taken the duck lips to other conference stadiums when Oregon was playing on the road and maybe had those confiscated.
But if you're at home or with friends watching the game, break out the duck lips and crank up KBND. Pregame is at 11:30, kickoff at 12:30. I'm Lori Robb reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.
And coming up on Monday on KBND, we will have a special report on the move to ban duck lips, including a possible local movement underfoot, especially as we get closer to the Civil War game. And coming up at 5:30, Redmond starts drawing up boundaries for its high schools. Details in 20 minutes. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110 KBND.